Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase for Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something fun called kite. We have an inventor of a kite, Tony Curzon Price. Tony, he's not only an inventor, he's a writer and economist. Hi, Tony, 你好。
你好, Xiaolan.
Right, kite. You invented a kite. I saw the video. So cool.
Ah, I'm so glad that you liked the video. The thing, my particular invention is actually the board that goes along with the kite. You know, I love kites and I've flown kites for a very long time. And before flying kites, I flew paragliders and I've always loved the air and the confrontation of this invisible thing of the air with something. So you catch something invisible in it. Mm-hmm. And one of the special reasons I wanted to talk to you today about kites is because kites, of course, are a Chinese invention.
Yes. Okay. That was done by Mo Zi.
Ah, that's how you pronounce it.
Mo Zi.
Mo Zi.
Yeah. Mo, it means dark.
Ah.
And it's very dark. They use the character black and then the soil together. Mo.
Mo.
And it's a fourth tone. Mo.
Mo.
Zi.
Zi.
Zi. And did you notice that a lot of Chinese ancient scholars, they all have Zi at the end?
Yes.
So is that really their name? His surname is Mo.
Ah, is
and
Mo.
Zi is like a mister. It's the way of describing
or sir,
someone.
Or, okay,
yeah.
Or,
yeah, and they don't use it anymore. It's very old-fashioned.
Oh, I see.
And Zi originally was a character for a baby boy just been born.
I see.
Zi is the third tone. Zi. Yeah.
So dark soil.
Dark
is that
soil.
His...
More.
Yeah.
More. That the character together just means very dark.
Ah.
Just so dark.
So Mo Zi is reputed to have invented kites that he used to transport people out of besieged cities. And you can imagine that such a kite would have had to have had huge numbers of strings.
Yes. Right. So the way we say kite in Chinese, 风筝.
风筝,
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 风筝. Both are first tone, so we can make it flat.
Right.
风 is the wind.
Ah, yes.
That's it. And
fantastic.
Second character is quite interesting. That actually means one ancient Chinese instrument. 筝.
筝.
The name of the instrument is 筝, and it's in English, we call zither.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's
How
a wooden box
interesting.
With... 21 strings, depending on what type of instrument. The one I played, I used to play, had 21 strings.
Ah.
And then you just use the fingernails to pluck.
Right, and it's a box and you... So
yes.
it's like a guitar, but with many, many strings.
Yes, and you need a long table.
Ah, so more like a piano in a way.
People call that Chinese piano.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And of course, in the piano, you have to hit the key, and the key hits the string, but then in the zheng, you just need to pluck the strings.
Ah, well, I love the idea. So, of course, am I going to remember how to pronounce him? Mo.
Mo Zi.
Mo Zi.
Yeah, no, he was quite an interesting character and also an inventor. And not only that, he was a philosopher, a strategist, and philanthropist, everything.
No, he
Quite
seems
cool
he
guy.
seems like a very cool guy, and I'm very pleased to share kites with him.
Yeah, great. But the only thing is, because he was born 2,400 years ago, so a lot of like stories about him was all mixed together with a fictionary imagination.
Right, right.
Just like he's, Robin Hood.
Right, right. There's some mythology.
He's like Robin Hood.
Okay, but still,
King Arthur.
But how would you characterize the difference between him and Confucius?
Right, Confucianism. Of course, between Confucius and Meng Zi.
Meng Zi.
Yeah, Meng Zi. You say Mencius in English, but we call him Meng Zi. They are slightly different, but by and large, they believe in the social hierarchy, and they believe in universal education, which is a good thing, but Confucius doesn't like women.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's quite a lot of chauvinists there.
Right.
And then in terms of the country, Confucius would recommend very strict social hierarchy from, for example, the emperor down to the ministers, down to the minions of the ministers, down to the family units, down to the fathers, the son, the grandchildren. So there's a hierarchy you have to look
and
up.
Women at
and women at the bottom.
Yes.
Exactly. And then, but in terms of Mo Zi, he more encouraged, for example, the social equality.
It's an attractive position, and very, he's very early in taking that position.
Yes, that's
right.
And not necessary between Mozi and Confucius, not necessary they had head-to-head compete. It's not like that. It's more about they focus on different things. Like Confucius more about, in addition to the social hierarchy I mentioned, Confucius also emphasized on, for example, certain jobs are more prestigious than the others. For example, the scholars is the number one, because he's one of them.
Which he's one of them, yes.
Exactly. And then the farmers, and right. then the laborers, and yeah. then the merchants, the business people, they are in the bottom of the social hierarchy. So this is his view. And then in terms of Mozi, he very much believed in social welfare.
Right. So every action should simply take the public good.
That's
as
right.
It's,
and also he promoted a frugality.
Yes, that is interesting.
Yeah, frugality
isn't it?
So, in order to yes, promote
social welfare, so that you don't waste it on trying to appease heaven.
Yeah,
you
that's
don't
right.
waste your resources
okay.
on heaven.
Yeah. So Tony, tell us about your fengzheng. You invented.
Okay. So the first thing is the kite itself. So the fengzheng, it's a kite that's actually, it's called a fly surfer peak. It's a beautiful thing. It's made by a German inventor, and its main use is for use on skis. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, living in London, difficult to get out. For a long time now, I've enjoyed using these kites on football fields, essentially, and
right.
in parks. But so lots of people use boards that have got four wheels, mm-hmm. a sort of big skateboard.
Right.
Now, the problem with a big skateboard is that it gets away from some of the beautiful fluidity mm-hmm. of being on water or being on snow. You don't have a sense of being able to move around. And so what I made was a three-wheeled kite where the three wheels are in line mm-hmm. and the middle wheel is very large. Mm-hmm. Now, what that allows is it allows for a play of balance. The balance forward and backwards allows you to get the same kind of feeling
like snowboarding.
As you would, like snowboarding or like kiteboarding on the water.
Right.
All of a sudden, you get the fluidity mm-hmm. and you get that on land.
Right.
And so this is my, you know, Mozi made lots of contributions to progress. This is my
right.
small
okay.
contribution to progress.
Your friendship with Mozi have turned into an invention of the fengzheng.
The fengzheng board.
Yeah, so
how would one call a kite ban. Board? Fengzheng
ban.
Ban.
Ban. Yeah, it's ban. The third tone. Ban. Fengzheng ban.
Fengzheng
ban. Is that available for sale?
It's not yet, but it will be. It will be. I will let you know when the Kickstarter
awesome.
Starts.
Awesome. Okay. Look forward to it. Thank you so much, Tony, for joining us.
Thank you very much, Sharon.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见 Tony.
再见 Sharon.